Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. You gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode and another season of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I, of course, am your host and your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. Our goal here at Coming Unstuck is to help you overcome that feeling of being stuck, whether it be in your mindset, your health, your career, your relationships, whatever it may be that has you feeling stuck, like you can't get out of where you are, you can't move forward. Our goal here is to get you past it, to keep you moving forward and stepping up to greatness in your life. I'm very excited for the season. Got some great guests that are planned to be joining me, especially next week. Awesome guest, a real life magician, Ely the Magician. But today we're going to do a solo episode because a listener from last season pointed out to me that the first couple episodes of last season I started explaining my unstuck method, but I never finished. I guess I got stuck myself. I moved on to other ideas and to a few of my first guests. So we're going to get into the unstuck method today, but before we get into that, I came across a quote that I think is pretty relevant on why the unstuck method is pretty powerful. And the quote is from Albert Einstein himself. And the quote is, "Weakness of attitude becomes weakness of character." Again, weakness of attitude becomes weakness of character. And as we're launching this second season of the podcast, it's going to be early on, the first week of 2022, and many of us starting back to our jobs after a nice long holiday break. And the question is, how did you approach that first day back after that time off? I know things have been rough the last 2 years. I've had to work remotely, then go back to office, and maybe remotely again, then back to the office. Maybe the conversations at work, or maybe even over the holidays, conversations with family that have had different viewpoints than yours on the pandemic or politics or whatever it may be, has put a lot of stress on you and has gotten you into a negative attitude, negative mindset. So then here you are having this break, quote unquote, vacation, time off, time to recuperate, and you're heading back into another year. And while many of us look forward to a new year, sometimes we feel like we're dragging along some of the same old problems, or here we are, coming unstuck. Some of our old problems keep us feeling stuck. So when you take a close look at your lives, I want you to realize you have a lot more to be grateful for and a lot to look forward to. You just have to carry that mentality. If you're one of the ones that dreaded returning to work, I encourage you to wake up tomorrow with a thankful heart for the opportunity to go to work and have an effect on the people you come across along the way. I know it's going to be rough some days. I know it's not always easy to have a positive mindset, but a weakness of attitude becomes weakness of character. If you continue to let things beat you down, get you upset, get you sad, get you riled up, it's going to affect your character, who you are, who you want to be, how you show up for yourself, how you show up for your company, how you show up for your family. Don't let a weakness of attitude create a weakness of character. How's it going, people? Do you need a new process to move you forward to more greatness in 2022? I can help you with that. And I have plenty of customizable options to choose from to see what exactly is right for you. Do you want to work at your own pace through a program? I have my online goal setting course, Goals to Greatness. Do you want to discover the possibility of your greatest life without all the back and forth of a client-coach relationship? I have my standalone service of the Personal Greatness Meditation. That's a story-style literary version of a dream board based on your dreams and desires for your life. Are you needing a little more accountability and focus working towards transformation in your life? I have one-on-one or small group pod packages available. Maybe health and fitness is more of your focus for 2022. Get exercise programming and accountability with me. Like I said, plenty of options for a greater 2022. You can email me at dustin@stepuptogreatness.com or get more information from my website, www.stepuptogreatness.com. In the meantime, keep moving forward and step up to greatness. So with that in mind, we're going to get into the unstuck method. And we're going to go through the whole thing of the unstuck method today. And this idea is actually what I kind of rebranded this podcast around. And again, it's silly, and I apologize that I didn't finish the unstuck method last year when I unveiled like a couple letters at a time. And honestly, one of the letters I kind of flubbed. But you're going to get it all today. And the reason I created this method is because of the belief that we should always be continuing to grow, to learn, and improve. And the frustration, negativity, and sometimes loss or hopelessness that we feel when we don't seem to be able to move on to the bigger and better things. That weakness of attitude that becomes weakness of character, I want to help you avoid that. So, without further ado, here is the Unstuck Method. And yes, it is an acronym. First, the letter U is for understand. And what I mean by this is you have to understand and recognize that whatever you are facing that is keeping you stuck, understand you have a choice. You have a choice to do something about it, to take action, to talk it over with someone, search for new things and ideas, to ask for help, even remove yourself from a situation. Or don't do anything about it. But understand by not doing anything, you're making a choice there too. So understand that you have a choice to have that weakness of attitude, or you can approach it with a different mindset. You can do things, you can take action to find a new way to approach it. Next, N as in note. Note the feeling of power, positivity, hope, and life you feel when you make that choice to do something, to become unstuck. Note it as in you can write it in a gratitude journal, which you've probably heard me talk about several times. You could put it as an affirmation on a sticky note on your computer screen. You can save it as your home screen or as an alarm or reminder you'll see on your smartphone every day. My good friend John Dunn sets reminders on his phone each day. He's an excellent coach as well. He's a you can find his video series with his wonderful daughter over at Hey You Get Out of the Porta Potty on YouTube. I know it's an interesting name, but definitely go check it out and start from the very beginning and to hear why that is the name that it is. But he sets an alarm on his phone to remind him the greatness that is ahead of him, how to treat people to be the best person he can be. So he sets it as a note each day. And I want you to note it, because when you acknowledge the change you want to make and put it where you will see it, you will have that reminder every day that the actions you take that day should be leading you to a new destination of greatness. So again, understand you have a choice to do something. Next, note it, as in make yourself some kind of note that you'll see every day. So the actions you take that day will remind you, or will be in the direction of your new destination. S, as in specify. As you become more clear on a vision of what will make you be a greater version of yourself, specify the steps or actions you can take that will have a greater impact on that journey. What are tangible things you can do to make you a better spouse, a more attentive parent, a trusted leader, build a healthier body? Now, there are many things you can do for each of those examples I just listed, but what ones would have the most impact? Specify what steps you could take to have a greater impact. Specify what it is and do it. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. All right, here we are at T. Set target dates for deadlines. Now that you have specified what will have the most impact, set a target date for when you want to accomplish these steps. Not everything can go from 0 to 100, so give yourself some time and some grace to break old habits and create new ones. But create a deadline so you can take some smaller steps along the way. So again, one great thing here with setting the target dates, again, is creating smaller steps. Break down your overall goal that you might have, that you might have created, and kind of set yourself some landmarks, some checkpoints, if you will, for you to get to within a certain timeline. That way you know you're progressing. So set those specific target dates for specific deadlines. And that's going to help when we set deadlines. It's going to help us overcome that procrastination. We're going to put more work into it versus if we don't have some sort of target date. Next, you utilize resources for accountability. We can do many, 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 many things with our smartphones. There's alarms and reminders, which we mentioned earlier. There's habit tracking apps for tracking those smaller steps that I mentioned. There's a calendar for setting those target dates. But there's another feature that the younger generation just doesn't seem to realize. Did you know that you can use your smartphone to talk to people? I know. I mean, you got the word phone right in smartphone, but still some people just don't realize that you can do that. You can talk to accountability partners, a sponsor, a therapist, a greatness facilitator, or use it to call and schedule appointments so you utilize your resources. Next is C, and that is one of my favorite parts of Unstuck, and that is celebrate. Yes, celebrate the milestones. When you hit those checkpoints, set up some kind of reward for yourself to celebrate that you hit a milestone. Because when we fail to celebrate our achievements along the way, we are often setting ourselves up to fail. The journey to the next level is not normally an instantaneous thing. It takes time and work, which often doesn't show results right away either. But to keep from feeling deflated and to stay motivated, again, set some smaller goals with deadlines on the way to your overall goal and celebrate when you hit those benchmarks. When you hit those checkpoints, when you hit those milestones. One model of this I got to experience firsthand was actually through Weight Watchers last year. Through the start of the pandemic, I, like many people, put on a little extra weight. You know, again, quarantine 15, anybody? My wife and I, we signed up for Weight Watchers together. And what's pretty cool is they have a reward system in place for just for tracking your eating and activities where you earn points, and then you can use the points to buy cool stuff. My wife had bought a little thermos jug. You can use it to buy some of their low point snacks and treats. You can use it for, I think, gift cards and such. So it was pretty cool. You can use it to buy pretty cool stuff. It kind of reminds me of, you know, like Chuck E. Cheese, where playing skee ball and you get all the tickets and then you trade the tickets in to get, you know, whatever stuffed animals, toys, or candy they sell at the little prize counter. But the other thing that Weight Watchers do is they send through the mail a small pin or charm or whatever you want to call it, and a card, a congrats card, for each 5 pounds that you drop. And that's such a great way to remind you how far you've come and how good you are doing. So set some kind of rewards for yourself for those checkpoints, for those milestones, so that you can celebrate how far you've come and how good you are doing on the way to your overall goal. And finally, in the Unstuck method, we have the K. And the K is simple. It's my mantra. It's how I sign off these podcasts and any of my videos that I do. Whether you're in a positive mindset, you're feeling low, or find yourself stuck, and you need to come unstuck because we should be continuing to learn and grow, the K is going to tell you to never give up. Don't stop. Get back up when you fall. Continue to strive for a greater you. The K is telling you to keep moving forward no matter what. Keep moving forward and step up to greatness. Thank you again for joining me on another season. I'm so excited. Make sure you tune in next week for our first interview episode. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, in the meantime, just keep moving forward. Step up to greatness. Get out of here. Go be great. What's up, everyone? Dustin here again. Just wanted to say thank you again for listening to my podcast. Hope you found the information helpful. Again, my goal here is to help you get past that stuck feeling and find that life of greatness. If you have a story that you think would help others come unstuck and want to share it, I would love to talk to you and have you on for an episode. Or maybe you're feeling stuck yourself and have some things you want to work out. Would you like to do a podcast episode where maybe we show what some of this greatness facilitating is? I would love to talk to you then as well. And that coaching session would be free. So whatever you decide, if you have an idea of how to help someone, I'd love to hear from you. Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. Thanks again for listening. Like, subscribe, and share.